So good. Ah.
I'm gonna quit Hobby Lobby. I'm done.
Howdy roundabout, all you shaggy goose egg boys, and welcome to Al Pacino's Prison Family, where you don't turn your back on family. Yeah. And you know why that is?
Because family.
Can you guess what movie we're talking about today with all those family references?
Hey, there are like 10 different things that this could be.
Yeah, 10. As in there
are... Kyle, speak up, they can't hear you.
Fasten your seatbelts, everybody.
Somebody's breath smells fun. Like ass.
That might be mine.
Oh my god.
Who is it? Is it mine?
It's mine.
Oh. Well, you did eat that magnesium.
Or
that
it might have been my fart.
You did not, though. That's why.
I drank magnesium and like some kind of thistle
Chris can't
tea.
Poop.
I can't poop. I'm incredibly constipated in this episode.
Or he's like Kim Jong-un.
Why'd you have to go and make me so
constipated? You're talking really close to the mic.
You are peeking it so hard.
I sit and I strain and I wait and I stress and I push and I feel the pain.
Are you making that up? Or?
No. I'm not creative.
Hey, you know who else is constipated? Hey.
Don't touch me with your constipated hands.
Luke Hobbs is constipated. That's why he has so many muscles. His muscles aren't muscles. It's poop.
Dude, every extreme close-up of him is like more sweat on his face.
Yo, yeah. Have y'all seen that movie? It's the parody. Hold on. Super Racer? Super Fast? Super Fast.
Dude, just fucking double tap it.
It's too late. I accidentally...
This man said, okay, I got the longest URL known to man. I'm going to backspace...
Well,
the entire thing.
I tried, and it didn't work. Anyway, there's a movie called Super Fast.
Ooh, I need piss and shit.
There you go. There's a movie called Super Fast. And it's a parody of the Fast and Furious series. So it's like 20 movies in one. But Dwayne Johnson is in it. Well, not him, but...
What?
The guy, there's a guy who is parodying Luke Hobbs. And every time he's on screen, he goes, character name, get me more baby oil. And he downs a whole bottle on his arms.
That's funny.
What movie are we doing?
Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Fast Five.
We skipped the first three and the six and a half.
I think you mean the fourth one.
Huh?
I think he mean
No, because three is not three.
Yeah, right. Because
three,
it's after.
Three is 7.5.
Because I was confused.
No, 6.5.
Because I forgot. I remembered that Han died.
Yeah,
but he died in the third movie. Spoilers. He died in the third movie. But the third movie happens after the fifth movie.
No, sixth movie. Happens after the sixth movie.
Right, so it happens after the fifth
movie. I am not saying you were wrong. I'm just being more accurate.
Ooh, he got you there.
You can come closer.
Nice.
But I can't lean on anything.
Anyway, it happens after the events of Fast Five, which is why Han is in this one.
Yeah, and for all you people out there, he does get with Gal Gadot at the end, which means he is in fact not Han Solo.
Hey, thank you for stealing my thunder.
Wait, what? Oh, because he's no longer.
Yeah.
Well, then that would mean that Han Solo isn't Han Solo because he gets with...
No, because if you saw the dumbass Star Wars movie Solo, this man got his last name because he was at the Imperial checkout and he goes, oh, my name's Han. And he goes, what's your family name? He goes, I don't have any family. And the checkout officer goes, ah, so you're Han Solo. And he says, I'm keeping that now. I hate that movie. I don't know why people think that movie's a good movie. It's too dark to see anything.
Who are you?
The plot is fucking stupid.
Rey Skywalker.
Rey Solo. Emilia Clarke is like the dumbest addition to Star Wars canon I've ever seen. She's a great actress. Her character completely pointless in there.
She has. What about Woody Harrelson? Is he not in the movie?
Yeah, Woody Harrelson's in there. I mean, he's all right.
Yo, like Paul Bettany. Come on now.
Paul Bettany was good in it, but the entire no shouldn't have been in there.
Yeah, he was out.
Shouldn't have been. Doesn't make any sense connected to Rebels at all, which had already aired.
Well, I haven't seen Rebels, so don't spoil.
Yeah. Season 3 of Rebels had already aired by the point Solo came out, if I'm not mistaken. But even if it didn't, everybody Lucas pretty good.
You haven't finished it though, so
yeah. But I'm on season 4, but. The Binary Sunset episode was really good. That's in season 3.
Yo, when they go to Lirasan, right?
What?
The Lasats, right? Yeah. Zeb finds the two old people and they take him to Lirasan.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was good.
Yeah. I honest to God forgot about that. Well, really? I also haven't watched the show in like months at this point. There you go. He did it this time. He did the triple click or the double click.
Whatever. It's like this one. And there's like a really cool shot where it's like super wide. But the music is awesome in this.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the last
episode. All right, so let's stop talking about
Star Wars. Fast five.
Yeah.
Fast five.
Getting off trick. Okay. Let's start with, because Chris has a hot take. Jake, did you like this movie?
We have to do the recap first.
No. Let's say if you like the movie first.
I like the movie. Well, here's the thing. This is one of those ones where it's like Transformers, where it's not good. Yeah. It's obviously not
That's good. How I feel.
But for some reason, I just fucking love them.
I enjoyed the movie. As far as the plot, I still am kind of confused.
But what, did you watch the other ones?
No.
Okay, well, then but
I did read the synopsis on the others, so I was okay.
Yeah, I watched all of them except for Tokyo Drift because I knew that it didn't take place in the timeline, I was kind of on like a crunch for time, and I said, nah, I'll skip.
Yeah. At what point does Dom and Brian become buddies? Is it
the first one?
First movie? Okay.
The first one, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then he's not in the second one.
Is he still a cop in the first one?
He's
a cop in the first one. And
okay, when does he become not a cop?
He becomes not a cop at the end of the fourth one.
Right.
Yeah, because he breaks Dom out of jail. And, like, it's like, it cuts to black, like, when they're going on the bus scene that the movie opens on. That's, like, a direct continuation of that movie. So he basically, honestly, he pretty much becomes not a cop in the fifth one.
Right.
So
well, he really kind of becomes, he is still technically a cop, but the first one, I mean, already he's, you know.
Yeah, well, he was a normal cop, if I'm not mistaken, in the first and second maybe the one. Second one, yeah. And then he becomes FBI agent in the fourth one.
Well, the first,
and it's almost like a soft reset of that universe too.
It is, because the first two,
you mean
are very different.
Yeah. Well, it was the first three, Fast and Furious,
I guess.
Yeah,
the first three, I guess, would be the ones that are really Fast and Furious because it really is about cars.
Yeah, and street racing, like the under,
right? But then once you go beyond that, it becomes more about action, adventure, crime, drama,
and
thriller.
Seeing F9 like really ruined this, like, because I was not able to get my hands without paying on 6, 7, or 8, just because no streaming service like had that available.
That's why you pirated it.
No, but seeing F9 really ruined like going through the series for me, because I was so goddamn confused about what was going on, because I seen where everyone ends up, and I know Paul Walker dies, but it's like, goddamn. But it's like I see where everybody ends up, and I'm like, wait, Letty's dead. What?
And, but then she's not, and then she is again.
Yeah, and like I don't like.
Oh, okay, yeah. Winnie was. Is she the one that was Dominic's, Dom's lover?
Who's Dominic?
Yeah. Sorry,
Dominic.
I've been reading way too much of the Wikipedia. Dom's lover apparently like dies before 5, and that's why in the fourth credit scene it says, "Do you believe in ghosts?" Because that's her. Yeah, and so that leads into 6.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah, well, I see. Again, I love all of them. The first two are, I think,
are probably all the other best, movies the heist movie, because this was a heist movie,
basically.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't expect it to be a heist movie,
dude. But the final heist, that shit.
And this, cool. hey, which came out first though, Pirates of the Caribbean or this one?
Which pirates?
Is it the fifth one?
Are you talking about where they drag the safe through? Oh, that one came out much later.
Later?
Pirates 5 came out.
Was it Pirates 5?
Yeah, it was Dead Man Tells No Tales. That came out when I was in high school, I believe. And this movie came out in
2017. Yeah,
the first half of the movie, I was kind of annoyed by it. The second half
of this movie?
Of this
five?
Movie? Yeah, yeah. By the end, I was like, okay.
Well, I think part of that is that you just hadn't seen the other ones.
Yeah, that was probably part of it.
You didn't know who Vince was.
Yeah.
You didn't know why he
I did
was
fall
such
in love
a big
with
deal.
Dom's character.
Oh, dude, Dom is fantastic.
And
dude, his cheeky ass smile out of nowhere, he just turns and he just
And Claire
for those of you who can't see, I'm doing Dom's smile.
So what was that thing you said about Dom's every line?
Oh, well, I've never seen any of these, so no context, but it seemed like every time Dom had a line, it was just pause. And then it's just camera on him, and then it's some kind of one-liner that's
family.
Setting up the next scene.
Yeah.
But I don't even know.
Every line's
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's what are we going to do? It's
the scene ends, and he's I'm going for ice cream.
Yeah.
And then the next scene, they're at the ice cream, and that's where the next plot point happens.
Yeah. I used to live my life a quarter pint at a time.
Ice cream.
I don't want to do this recap.
Yeah.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
You got to do it.
All right,
let's go. Okay.
All right, recap time. Now, 20 minutes later.
All right, Fast 5 starts with Dom in.
Oh, I meant to say, because this is Fast and Furious, you have to say it as furiously and as fastly as you possibly can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right before I get into this, I also want to say I found out that there is an alternative title to this movie. It's called Fast and Furious Rio Heist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's an official alternative title.
Hmm. I'm glad they didn't choose that.
Yeah.
Because that's a little on the nose
right there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fast 5 starts out with Dom in a prison bus. That's not very fast, but it's furious. And
if you're angry at me, is that what you're going to sound like?
I'm pretty sure Kyle, getting it. I'm pretty sure
I wish you would stop mentioning.
Yes, that's what he sounds like.
What were you thinking?
Oh my gosh.
I had the mouth in the words.
I'm pretty sure that was audible.
I hope to God not. Nipple. Right. Okay.
Whoa!
Yeah.
All right. Hang on.
What you should do is we should edit the beginning of holes over the beginning of this instead of the beginning of this. Or vice versa. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Fast 5 starts out with Dom in a prison bus, and his buddies from the other movies come to rescue him, and they do, because Paul Walker stops his car in front of a bus, and instead of the bus trampling the car, the bus trips over the car and no one dies like real life. And we fast forward and they escape to Rio de Janeiro, where the rest of the movie takes place. And during that time, Brian and Mia, for those of you who don't know, is Dom's sister, and Brian is Dom's brother that he never had. And they go to this.
Yes.
Is it because I sent a text?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, Dom and Mia are at this place that they know of this guy. His name's Vincent. Also, where does he play in the? I almost said Final Fantasy. The Fast and Furious.
Vincent is from the first movie. Paul Walker and him didn't get along at first.
So Vince has been with Dom for a long ass time.
Okay, it seemed like he's
basically the first other guy that existed.
Okay.
Anyway, Dom and Mia go over to his place, and they chill for a bit, and Mia tells Vincent's, kind of tells Vincent's wife that she's preggers and hasn't told Brian yet, and Vincent tells both him and Mia, hey, I got a job for you guys, and you look like you can use some money, you gotta go steal some high-end cars, okay, we'll do it. So they go and do it, and it's like this, they're stealing these, like, sports cars from this train. And they're, like, hijacking the train. Nobody knows they're on the train. And they're, like, you know, stealing cars and shit. And then all of a sudden, Dom busts in. And he's like, hey, guys.
Correction. Dom kind of just appears.
Yeah, he kind of just appears. And, he's
and,
like,
and it gives that cheeky little.
Yeah, you can't see it.
For those of you who can't see it.
Yeah, but Dom's like, hey, family. And they're like, Dom, we love you. Yeah, these guys are about to double cross you because they're not good people in sight. They do. And so Mia and Brian take off with the sports cars. And then the guys that were helping them tries to beat up Dom. Dom beats them up. He takes a car. And so they go meet at a safe house. And they meet up with Vincent. And they're all like, what the fuck, Vincent? And... what?
And they're like,
and, yeah,
family.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck, Vincent? And Vincent's like, hey, I didn't know that they were bad people. Turns out those people worked for this guy named Hernan Reyes. Like, is it Reyes?
Holy shit, you watched the movie, Chris. It's Reyes.
Reyes. I forgot. Yeah,
that's some racist shit right there. Reyes.
Reyes. Anyway,
I wonder if he has pieces.
Anyway, so the main villain, the
Reese's pieces.
All right. Anyway, so the main antagonist of this movie is the guy that those henchmen were working for. He's like this, you know, Rio corrupt businessman who like does corrupt stuff, whatever. And they're like, oh, what was he after? Well, they seem like they were really after this car that we were trying to steal from him. Let's see what's inside it. Oh, this has information for a safe that he has that has $100 million. And they're like, oh, we could use $100 million. Let's go break into it because we're those kinds of people. Hey, let's call up our team. And so they call up their team. What?
They needed the money.
They need the money
to get the law off their ass.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yeah. Because
they're all fugitives.
Because they're fugitives and they're on their ass. And who is on their ass? And who else would you want more on your ass than Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Because they are. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in this movie and he's a secondary bad guy. He's the diplomatic security service guy. That's what he works for. He's not FBI. he's kind of like the FBI if like you can mess with other countries' businesses, and so that's kind of what he does. And he's not really there for justice or anything. He's like, I just take down whoever shows up on my desk because he's all manly and shit and sweats every time you see him. And
he's the ultimate bureaucrat.
Yeah, he's the ultimate bureaucrat, whatever that shit means. And I don't know big words. Hobbs asks for the help Rock? Of this local officer in Rio named Elena, and they're like, "Why do you want her?" Oh, like her smile. Oh, that was. Can you shut the fuck up,
Yolena? You're such a poser.
He asked for this God, local officer in Rio de Janeiro. Her name is Elena. And they're like, why do you want her? Oh, because I like her smile. And so anyway, we go back to the main Fast and Furious team. We got everybody here. We got Han, Roman, Tej, Gazelle. I'm reading these names off of the Wikipedia. All the guys that you know, the ensemble cast that you know from the other Fast and Furious
and
movies, which I totally watch. Huh?
And the women.
And the women, Gal Gadot.
And Han Solo.
Anyway, so they kind of do a whole Ocean's 11 thing where they snoop out the headquarters of Reyes, and you know, they get the handprint on from Reyes himself because he touches Gal Gadot's booty, and so they just take the handprint from that. And
she was really skinny in that.
Yeah,
because like. I've only really seen her like in Wonder Woman, like in that role.
And she's a Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but she's like all toned. Anyway, and shit.
They, yeah, sorry, we can talk ahead. About that later. They do all this prep. They get the handprint, and they basically buy the same model of the safe that they have, so that they can practice, like, you know, how they're going to break into it and shit. But that also comes back in later that they have that, and they also scope out all the surveillance. And so they basically, like, they prep and everything. They put the surveillance cameras in the garage that they're hiding out in, and they do a really cool thing where they're like, oh, we need to figure out how to, like, make these tight curves. We need a fast car. There's a little segue where Dom and Brian races this guy for a fast car, and it still doesn't work. And they're like, hey, how about we just steal fucking police cars and then have, and then for fan service, just have a street race out in the middle of the street in police cars, totally risking blowing our cover. And they do it. And so anyway, now they have police cars, and that's how they're going to pull off the heist. And then all of a sudden, Dwayne The Rock Johnson busts in, and he tries to arrest them. All the ensemble leaves, and you know, they don't get busted. But then Don Bryan and Mia get yes, do they?
Huh? No, I was high five. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why high five?
It didn't work. Let's just move on.
What's going on?
Absolutely nothing. Please
finish. Is that a crab stick?
What?
Is that crab? Can I have some?
You want him to give you crabs?
No. Yes.
Why do they call the game craps?
Oh, okay. There it is.
He's sticking my meat log in his mouth.
I don't like it. That's imitation crab.
Yeah. Oh. You can't afford fucking crab, dude.
You rape what you sow. Don't ask for another man's food.
Anyway, this has been a good recap so far. Anyway, Hobbs busts in.
And he's missing something.
Hobbs busts in and
busted his blood vessel.
Hobbs busts in and they handcuff.
Muscles being so big.
They take hostage of the main three, Brian, Mia, and Dom. And then Rock fights Dom for a little bit, and then Dom kind of bests him, and he's like, I'm about to beat the shit out of you, but I can't because my sister told me not to, because I'm not a bad guy like you are, Hobbs. And Hobbs like, you know what? Respect, fuck you. And so he leaves without arresting him. And so they go on to do the heist and shit. What?
They do get arrested.
Yeah, why they're in the car.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They do get arrested.
I was like, wait, are we at the end?
No, yeah, they get arrested. And then Rock's caravan gets ambushed by a bunch of, like, terrorists or some shit. And they shoot him up. And then The Rock busts out. All his people die.
Yeah, that's right. And then Dom, like, saves him.
He's like, uncuff me. And they uncuff him, and they pull up, and they go, raka, raka, raka,
raka, raka. That's right. Okay, so Dom saves Hobbs. Dom saves Hobbs, and then Hobbs like, okay, respect. I'm going to help you hunt down Reyes from Borderlands
3. Yeah.
So they kind of, they team up, and they do the whole heist thing. They steal the safe, and
they're like dragging it.
Yeah, they're racing. This is what really got me, because okay, so Dom and Brian, they like, each of their cars are hooked to the safe, and so they're driving down the highway with the safe smashing into police cars that are chasing them. Like
a lot of people are dead.
a lot of people fucking die, like
2 ton yeah. safe.
But that's the thing,
crashing.
But they're Brazilian, so they're all bad, right?
Man, you thought what I said was bad.
Well,
and, I mean,
like, a lot of
hey, look, Kyle didn't make the rules.
I just enforced them. All I'm saying is that all Brazilians are Nazis.
Okay, you can't tell, but oh wait, I couldn't tell who you're trying to impersonate.
Yeah, I'm doing the voice of a certain guy.
See, at first I thought you were doing Trump, but
what?
Because he did the face.
Trump does not say,
wrong.
wrong.
I was gonna say, Trump does not sound like this.
Anyway, so
it's not a joke. I'm not kidding.
So Brian and Dom are like driving down highway with the safe, smashing into
somebody's car.
It's
Christopher DeBurr.
Can you shut up?
What's my name again?
I just shit myself.
That's Chris.
No, that's what Chris wishes. Okay. So dragging the safe.
Anyway, so they're dragging the safe, smashing dragging the police cars nuts. And shit. And then it gets to the point to where it's getting kinda dangerous and they're on a bridge. Jesus. And they kinda know that, like, you know, the stakes are really freaking high. And Dom's like, Dom's like, you're a father now. You gotta take care of your baby. And so he gives that smug, like, family look. And, oh, also, at some point in this, Vince died.
Well, yeah, this is the part Chris forgot. Oh, well, actually, guys, I forgot it because I said it. Yeah, Vince dies.
Yeah, and the whole thing where, like, they ambush, like, Hobbs's caravan. Yeah, Vince dies. And that's when Hobbs is like, okay.
Bro, what is this?
anyway, so we got a final showdown with Dom and Riaz and Reyes. And they basically stand down for a little bit. And it looks like Reyes is about to shoot him. But then Brian shoots him, and like family does for other family. Not shoot them. Shoot for them.
Yeah.
Anyway,
oh, important.
Main bad guy dies.
Important. Dom kicks Vince out, and Vince comes back, and Dom says, there's always room for family.
Yeah.
Important detail.
And he says it exactly like that.
Yeah, he does.
In the...
He's trying to sell their fucking Toyota
there
or
it
something.
Is.
Yeah, that's the cheeky smile.
Yeah, I'm happy our audience can see that. Anyway.
Also, did you mention...
I'm trying to finish
Did you mention Letty's
movie.
Sister?
Huh?
Letty's sister.
Huh?
Right? That's Letty's sister.
Who?
Who's wearing the cross thing.
Oh, yeah. I never understood who she was because I didn't
Letty's
watch the
sister.
Other movies.
Who is it?
That's just a fucking, like, random-ass cop.
We'll talk about this later. We're at the very end of the movie. Okay.
Finish your recap.
So, anyway... They killed the main bad guy. Hobbs is like, haha, yeah, we did it. Well, you're still criminals, but since you're cool guys, I'll give you a 24-hour head start before we chase you down again. But you gotta leave the safe with all the money right there, and Dom's like, haha, okay, and so he leaves, and then Hobbs opens the safe, and turns out there was no money in the safe. And it goes to a flashback where it shows that they use the empty safe that they use as like a practice safe to switch out with the real safe, as like, you know, really cool heist movies do. And Hobbs is like, haha, those guys are cool. I want to fucking kill them. And so we get to the end of the movie where we see what all the crew has done with their money. Han and Gal Gadot, you know, smash ass and shit. They're happy together.
Yeah, while driving.
Yeah. you know, Brian, Dom, Mia, and the Rio cop chick falls in love with Dom. They're a thing at the end of the movie. They're family. They're hanging out, and Brian's like, "Hey, I want to see who's the fastest racer." And Dom's like, "All right, you're on." And we never get to see it because it's replaced by the credits at the end.
Yeah. That was the movie. So leave a like and subscribe, and we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah.
Sound sauerkraut.
Pause.
That was fast.
Not very furious, however.
All right, guys. What's this movie about? Family! Hey, here's the thing. So as you guys know, as you Shaggy Goose Egg comrades know. Oh, sorry. We tend to look at movies and extrapolate a meaning that's hidden under the surface. Let me ask you this, Kyle and Chris. Mm-hmm. What makes a movie effective?
What are you trying to accomplish? Because I can argue for the effectiveness of a movie and its composition. Okay. Stop pulling that up! I can't concentrate!
All right, let me...
Let me ask you this.
I want you to like it.
I wasn't fucking going to.
Okay.
I just want to fucking see it. No, fuck
you. But you know what I'm talking about.
No, I know.
I'm joking.
I know. Fuck. As far as effectively telling its meaning, like, mm-hmm. Is that part of how a film is effective?
Yeah. So you're asking me, I don't want to look at that. So as far as extrapolating like a meaning from a movie and judging how one does that effectively.
No. If a movie presents a meaning effectively,
mm-hmm.
and that we don't have to extrapolate it.
Yeah.
All right. Forget this line of questioning. What I'm saying is this movie, I think, effectively presents what it's trying to say.
Yeah, it's kind of this. It's kind of similar to the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy in that aspect.
I can't go any closer.
I know, right? That sucks.
Take a screenshot.
Do you see the Spider-Man thing that I sent on Instagram?
No.
It's good.
Oh, the one you sent me of the girl?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was wild. Chris sent me another one. That was.
Anyway,
hey, I'm gonna be perfectly honest. I straight up forgot that we were recording.
I think this movie presents its meaning effectively.
Well, no, like I was saying, like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy does the same thing, where it's right. Like the meaning of it is on the surface, and that doesn't take away from its profoundness.
Right.
Right. Because like the first one's responsibility, second one's choice, third one's forgiveness. Right. Very, very clear in the movie. But it's very effective in how it does that.
Right.
It's not subtle in that aspect, but because it's so obvious what it's about, you're able, I think, almost to understand it better. Because
you don't have to work your brain to figure out what it is. You can focus on weaving everything together rather than trying to figure it out what it is, and also
putting it together. Take in everything.
Right.
Yeah. No, I agree. And that's not to say that I don't like things that are more subtle.
Right. Of course.
I mean, obviously. But, you know, again, like there's a time and a place for everything. And I think that also applies in movies. You know, you got to know what you're trying to do with your film. And I think the Fast franchise, at least the ones that I've seen, are pretty good at that. They know what they're trying to be.
And they are that. Ball.
Yeah, and they're exactly that.
And so, you know, Chris, you know, peaked the microphone, but I think, I mean, yeah, he's absolutely right. Family. And like that's, and it goes beyond, you know, the blood family. It goes into the family you create.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because Brian, he talks about how he never knew his father. Yeah.
Right.
And him going into fatherhood.
I never knew my father.
He's afraid $10. Of not living up to the family that Dom has, which gives him. Dom is basically the father figure of everybody.
Yeah.
There's a line that he had. I can't remember what it was, but there's a line that he has towards the end of the movie. It was the one where he tells Vince, you can stay, but you have to say grace.
Yeah.
That's such a dad
thing to say.
It is, but it's also. Super symbolic because at the end of every film, and not this one?
Not the second one.
Is it not
in
the second
Dom
one?
Dom isn't in the second
Dom's
one.
Dom's not in the second one.
Yeah.
Oh, well, everyone that Dom's in, mm-hmm. they end basically with a gathering back at the same house.
And not the fourth one.
Back at the same house. Mm-hmm. A lot of them.
Yeah. All right. Well, certainly all of them after this one.
Right. All take place, the mm-hmm. ending takes place back at that house,
mm-hmm.
that gets blown up a couple times too.
Yeah,
and they eat dinner or lunch or they have like a mm-hmm. barbecue or something. But there's always like, hey, somebody say grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said this movie was about the five Fs: freedom, family, fatherhood, Fast Five.
Is Fast Five two?
Yeah. Because I just thought, well, there are already so many Fs.
Oh, okay.
I thought there were only
because there's five Fs in Fast Five. But I just thought that was nice.
But there are only
three Fs in film. Fight fucking flee.
You know what? So, that's you're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
That's that was pretty much the JP rule.
What do you say?
Fight, fuck, and flee.
I don't think you were in that class.
Oh yeah, because I was in screenwriting.
We can talk about directing.
Was it directing?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was out of directing. But yeah. And I think so Vince's storyline specifically in this film was super powerful too. Because Chris, and you don't know this, but Vince has always kind of again, like Kyle said, butt heads with Brian. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it creates tension between him and Dom.
Yeah.
And so in this film, Vince comes back, right? And it's like, oh, I didn't know the chip was in it. And basically everyone's like, all right, you got to get out, which is a huge thing because basically Vince is being cast out of the family.
Oh, he had a chip in him?
No.
No, wait.
No, the chip that they pulled that had the information on it.
Yeah.
Vince set up the job. And Vince didn't know all the details of the job.
Yeah. Okay. So but he wasn't like directly in with the
correct
villain.
But he messed up big time.
Yeah.
So they cast him out. Not only do they cast him out, but Brian is the one that kind of heads that, mm-hmm. and Dom backs him up.
It did seem it was kind of like a brotherly rivalry in the sense that like who can be Dom's favorite in a way.
Yeah,
it seemed like they were fighting for their place in the group.
Yeah, I mean certainly, and I think a lot of the dynamics, especially that's shown in this one, is a lot of like it shows loyalty, right? Mm-hmm. And loyalty is not stupidity, right? Because loyalty is negotiated fairly, and I think you see both sides of that where. When loyalty is tested, you say, nope, you get out of here. And that's what happens with Vince. But you also allow for return as well. Again, because it's the idea of like, you know, trust, trust but verify, that kind of
thing. I put my trust in you. Pushed as far as I can go through all this. There's only one thing you should know. I put my trust in you. All
right.
Okay.
So, yeah, but then again, Vince comes back and Dom welcomes him back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says grace, which again, Vince saying grace is that re-entering.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, exactly. Because, you know, it's leading a prayer in general seen as.
Hey, those are pretty meaty. So you're getting somewhere.
I'm sorry,
dude. That was wet.
That was nothing, though.
But yeah, no. Every time this man moves minorly in his chair and shits himself. But
oh no, that was my bottle clacking.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, no, there wasn't anything. But no, saying grace, because. Dom talks earlier in the movie when him and Paul Walker's character are on the balcony. They talk about like their fathers, right? And Paul Walker says something very interesting. He says, "I don't remember my father. Like that's how little of an influence he had in his life. Like I don't even remember what he looks like," which is kind of crazy because. I don't, maybe my brain is more geared towards, I'm really good at remembering faces, maybe not names, but certainly faces. And if I forget your face, you meant nothing, like absolutely nothing to me. Like you are a stranger, right? Mm. That's, and so to me, that was kind of, I was like, damn.
Well, you know, it's like people always say, I don't remember names, I remember faces.
Right. But he doesn't even remember the face. That's right. What I'm saying. And, but Dom, tells him about his father before, you know, his father died and how he was just kind of, he was the guy who brought the whole like community together. And as long as you went to church, like you were welcome at their table, like that kind of thing. And that was, that's kind of the, I would say the ideal kind of American dream-esque kind of life. And that's why, really, I think this is the most Western movie.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
I think
because there's a lot I have to say in that vein.
Now that we're talking about that, I wonder if this is like just a massive like humanitarian piece. Because, Right. So Vince comes back. Dom says, Vince is like, hey, is there room for me on this job? You know, I want to redeem myself. Dom says, there's always room for family. So even after him making that mistake, Vince comes back. But then at the same, in the same regards, like you were talking about loyalty. I mean, after Vince dies, Dom says, oh, I don't remember exactly what he says, but he does this a lot too. He's like, y'all can all make your own choices, but I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. You can either join me or not, but I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And this is after Vince dies. And basically Vince is willing to risk his own life against all of Reyes' people. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you know, that loyalty follows. So it's almost like this insane amount of sacrifice that goes into this decision. And the reason I say this is this global, like, humanitarian piece possibly is if we take what that sacrifice is, right, the ideal behind that, and we take the idea that, you know, what you were saying about if you go to church, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. You know, if we welcome everybody and we're willing to sacrifice for everybody,
yeah,
then that's, you know, again, what we've talked about before, the ultimate ideal.
Yeah. Well, and there is an early Christian thought where, and I believe Paul writes about this, and I wish that I thought about this beforehand because I could have found specifically which letter that was in. But there's the idea where when two Christian converts have a disagreement, you know, first of all, you don't go to the pagan courts, you settle it in house for one. But that's for a multitude of reasons. But specifically, after they settle their differences, there's a feast. And there has to be one. Because in ancient times, there's a reason it's called communion. It's that communal bonding together. Everybody produces something and everybody brings something to the table, literally.
Yeah.
And everybody is able to partake of that. And it's the ultimate sign of equality. Specifically, that was actually one of the reasons why the Jerusalem Council happened in the first place, is because Jews and Gentiles weren't eating together at that communal banquet, which is a huge, huge sign of, like, inequality just amongst their groups. And so that's a really big factor, and that's why I think there's such an emphasis on, you know, you come back in, but you have to say grace. You have to be at our table eating, because we don't let just like random strangers eat at your table. Not really. Not when you're having a gathering of loved ones, I would say. And so that's a really strong. And again, that's very central to Western living, just in general. I think that carries over even to today, in some aspects. And obviously, like, it's, I would say, less religious in nature today, but that's certainly very meaningful,
right?
And to your point about sacrifice too, I think there's a reason why the axiomatic Western figure is one that bears his cross voluntarily and suffers everything for the ultimate ideal,
right?
I think there's a reason why that story in particular became the fundamental foundation of our entire society.
No, and I agree. We get to take a look at the last scene where basically they're on the bridge about to leave San Rodrigo or whatever they're in, Rio de Janeiro. They're about to leave, and they have the safe,
the GTA city,
and they're leaving, and all of these cops pull up, like, just odd, like too many, just too many, even for Dom. Mm-hmm. And Dom, you know, over the walkie-talkie.
I like that.
I didn't hear it.
I'm not doing it again.
You will.
I He goes.
For those of you who didn't see, Kyle just did the Dom smile.
Anyway.
But yeah, he goes with a walkie talkie. He says, Brian, I got this. You're a father now. And Brian's like, no.
he turns into Caesar.
Yeah.
But Dom unclips Brian's car and Brian kind of drives off, and then Dom takes over and is totally again just about to sacrifice himself for Brian, for his family. Mm-hmm. And that sacrifice, you know, is the ideal. But then Brian comes back, mm-hmm. and is willing to sacrifice himself. Right.
And his family.
Yeah. And if Brian didn't come back, Dom would have died.
Yeah.
Because the guy, whoever it was, Reyes' like right hand man, had a gun out on Dom and was gonna shoot him. Mm-hmm. And that would have been that.
Yeah.
But because Brian,
and it's also, go ahead, make your point, because I want to point something out.
But Brian sacrifices himself as well.
Right.
But because of those two
potentially, yeah.
sacrificing themselves for each other is why they succeed.
Yeah, and I think it's extremely hilarious when Brian shoots that guy, because the camera goes back on the 180 and you look and Brian's there with his car as if he just skirted in and jumped out, and you didn't hear a damn thing.
No.
Vin Diesel did not react to it either, and neither did the guy with the gun. Brian's just there, and I thought that was hilarious.
Well, it's like in Black Widow, where the Quinjet's like obviously there.
Yeah.
And Black Widow's like, oh, so what'd you get for me?
Yeah.
For those of you who can't see,
no. Oh my god, dude, I can't. Hey. Please. There's another thing that I noticed in this film, which again, I'm approaching this movie as if it is the Western movie. Like, if there was somebody who is not, like, let's say there's a human.
Wait, who the fuck wrote that? Wait, who did that?
Did what?
That.
What does it say?
Read it.
No.
I can't read it. What does it say? I, Jake, am gay.
What is there to be ashamed of?
Who wrote that?
Jake.
Was it you? Don't touch me.
No. Whoa.
Who was that?
Look, and you don't have to be angry. This is a safe place.
I'm not. Hey, I got Office Depot, girl. All right.
Okay.
Oh.
I just do not know who wrote
you better, that. You better be making a move within a week or so.
I don't know who wrote that. Anyway, sorry. I just realized that.
Yeah.
And,
the hell
yeah.
was I talking? Oh, sorry.
It was Kyle. What?
So, I'm approaching this movie as if it, like, let's say there was a person, there's a human being who was not raised in Western culture at all. Like, he has no, like, Western cultural awareness, like, at all. He's, like, been on an island his whole fucking life, right? If he were to come to America, no, we're on a continent. If he were to come to America and he was like, yo, what is your culture about? This would be one of the top movies that I would show him. Because again, I think it encapsulates a lot about Western values in a very Western and ridiculous way. I think that's actually kind of interesting, because one thing that I noticed in this movie is that there is not a single scene where the main characters ever fall into despair. And you got to think about like what's happening in this movie so far, right? Or even just in the series, right?
Their best bud is dead.
Right. Yeah, their best bud is dead at some point in the movie, but also before it even starts. Dom has said in the first one, he was like, I am never going back to jail. Because he went to jail for allegedly beating a guy to death who killed his father.
Well,
and we only know it's alleged because of
right.
Fast 9 or F9. But again,
Fast
like
10.
he was in jail for, what was it, 3 years or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
And he said, I'm never going back again, right? So at the very end of Fast and Furious, he's on the bus and he's going back to jail. It's like a super, super low point, right? Especially for Dom. Now they break him out and then they're on the run from the law. Their faces are everywhere. They can't go back into America at all. They're barely scrambling by. They're having to like make a bunch of like shady deals and stuff.
That's why they do this job at
right.
the beginning of the film is because they're like, we don't have anything.
Right.
We are out of money.
Yeah, we're out of options.
We need to do something.
Yeah, but they don't sit around and bitch about it.
No, they
like
don't.
Is like the thing that I'm trying to
Which is crazy
point.
Because that's what Western ideology is right now.
bitching about things.
Well, I would argue that's not Western.
Well, that's the West is doing it.
Marxist, but
Russia.
But I wrote here. I said there's a reason that so many people become resentful, because everyone you know is going to die, and so are you, and there's going to be a lot of pain on the way to death. Did I just see what I out of the corner of my eye?
She did it first. She took his hand and did it.
Yeah, because he was like,
stop.
How do they feel?
I didn't like being connected like that.
Your tits were connected.
Well, Jake isn't wearing a bra, so.
Yeah, fair enough.
I win.
All right, Jake, you have to put a bra on.
No.
Oh,
can do that too.
I can't. I don't have enough hands.
This is reminding me, Kyle, can you do it?
Can you pull my shirt down, Kyle? No. Please?
No.
Chris, can you do it?
Yeah.
No. Please?
No.
Who's your mommy?
All right, look. Hey,
10 bucks.
I think you both got nice titties.
But, so I think the way to avoid falling into resentment is to treat every action as though it matters. And not just to the you of right now. It's not some like, you know, bodily pleasure that matters in the moment. And that doesn't just mean sex, you perverts.
Okay. Where were we?
Jesus. Okay. I'm just going to, I can't remember if I even finished this thought or not, but I think the way to not fall into a life full of resentment is to treat all your actions as though they matter, and not just to the you of now, but to the you of the near future as well as the distant. You have to consider all these iterations of yourself, and you act as though every single thing that you do matters, because it does. And there's no arguing that. And you can argue that in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter because. And I know I've said this before, but sure, in a million years, what you do isn't going to matter. Okay, yeah. In 1,000 years, what you do is probably not going to matter. But what about in 100? That's could be realistic. What about in 10? What about next year? What about what you do right now? Does that have an effect on you tomorrow? Everything that you do matters. It's just a matter of perspective. And if you're so focused, if you're so focused on some arbitrary, like, you know, time limit, you know, look, almost nobody that has ever existed has been remembered more than the span of their lifetime, added to the end of their life, I should say. And that's just how things are. But that doesn't mean that your life doesn't matter. It just means that it matters now. And again, wheeling that back into Fast Five, I think that's a big part of what pushes everybody right there, because they are so focused on family is the thing that matters. That is the thing that matters, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's pretty profound, because I think most people would agree with that. And again, it's in this version, it's the family that you make. And I think
that you make and that you are born with that.
Yeah, both. Yeah. It's a combination for sure. But just by incorporating people who are not blood family, I think that message becomes even more profound. Again, like there are not very many people on this planet whose careers matter more to them than their family or the people they consider their family. And you're hard pressed to find people who actually do think that it specifically who are not in their 20s, I would say.
Yeah. Usually when you get older, that like kind of changes. Especially when you're so used to the same like group of people, like what you would consider to be your family.
Well, humanity's selfish.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So as soon as, you know, they're no longer of value to you, it's bye.
Yeah.
And I think that goes to show that Dom, much like his father, is a true family man.
Now, see, I turned it up so you didn't have to yell.
Yeah.
And then you yelled.
Yeah, I just took it as an insult.
It's not an insult. It's just called, we want to gather the audio.
I'm a man. I need to do it right.
Okay.
Hey, you're married.
I think we may have lost track of what I said, because what you guys said was the exact opposite.
So what did I say?
You guys essentially said that people just throw people aside when they get older, and I was making that is the exact opposite of reality.
I
don't know if I agree with that.
I think
they're both true. I think what this film is presenting is the family that sticks with
you. Okay, so another thing is that Dom constantly does things with his family. Like, they're constantly achieving Robin a purpose. Banks, achieving a purpose cars. Together. But say, a dad who has a family and he's lived in the same town for his whole life. His grandfather has too. It's like, if you're stuck in the same place doing the same thing, after a while, you want more of yourself. You want more for yourself. And so you would
break your family up.
You would break
to get what you want.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
A lot of people.
If you're not fulfilling yourself with your family, then you're going to end up seeking your own fulfillment.
Yeah, a lot of people, they take their own suffering and they try to amplify it, and they do that as a way of showing that the world is unjust. They say, "Oh, look at how much I'm in pain. Look at that. That means the world is terrible. Look, it's proof because my life is terrible." And I've said, my first thought to that is, grow the hell up, and do something about it.
Oh yeah, like you said, maybe you, but somebody said, they're down in the dumps because they ain't got no money, but they do something about it.
Yeah.
So really, it really pisses me off when people are like, "Oh, life is so hard." It's like, bitch, get a job.
And we're not saying go rob a bank in Rio or anything. Yeah.
Well,
but
we're also not saying
that's why I'm saying this is like the most like Western movie ever, because it is the common tale of the lowly peasant claiming something as his own and then rising to the occasion, becoming wealthy, or getting the girl, that kind of thing. It's a common Western tale because that's the values you want to instill into your children. Mm-hmm. Is that, look, you're not going to have everything perfect right now, but if you try to do something about it, maybe you can succeed, but you surely won't the other way.
I think also part, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Part of the reason they're family is because this particular set of people kind of need Dom to guide them, because one of the guys, I can't remember his name, he was one of the ensemble cast, but one of the guys, as soon as he got his share of the money, he blew it all away at a casino.
Tego.
Yeah.
Well, we actually don't know if he lost it all.
Regardless.
I don't know if he lost it all.
Well, still, the other Dom and Brian and all of them, they put it toward, themselves. Brian puts it towards the baby and all of that. And they may, spend for themselves. I mean, it's $10, $11 million. Wouldn't you? But the other people, except for, I forget the guy who basically opens up his own business.
Oh,
yeah,
Ludacris.
That was the guy from Ludacris. Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah. Which he is the only one besides the main guys who seem to have a good head on his shoulders. The rest of them basically just spend it on frivolous stuff. Mm-hmm. And they spend it all so that they can go back for the next movie.
Right.
But, No. I think that those people, if they were the leader of their own family, it would be much like what we were saying, that they wouldn't end up just kind of getting stuck in a rut, right, and then telling their family, "You're going to be exactly like this."
Well, and I think the reason that it doesn't happen, with Dom's family, with the Fast family, and with other families that are, quote unquote successful, is that everybody kind of realizes that everyone's going through some kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, the universe doesn't care, right? But also, they all realize, hey, we're going through shit, but we're all putting in the work to get out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's like the thing, it's like, you know, you don't eat all your veggies. Oh, there's starving kids in Africa, you know. And once you can kind of realize that, oh, shit, there are starving kids in Africa. And right, and you learn to accept the situation that you're in and gain opportunity from that or see opportunity in that to progress,
yeah,
is when you get Dom's family.
Yeah, and it's a lot of not taking things for granted, because especially now, you know, people don't realize like how much of a miracle just everything is around us. Dude, right? The life? Fact, look, people go to jobs that they don't like to go work in at a place that probably has poor pay, probably has poor work conditions in some aspects. And they go and work their ass off so that you can have the fucking lights on in your house and bitch about why the world is so unjust to you. Okay. It's a miracle that things actually operate successfully. And it really pisses me off when people bitch and complain about why the world's terrible. And then the solutions
that shit about it.
And then, well, no, but also it is very difficult to get something right. Then it is far easier to get something wrong. And the fact that anything works at all is a goddamn miracle. Mm-hmm. And it really frustrates me when people are like, oh, well, we should tear all of our systems down because, you know, they're resulting in some, you know, in some inequality of some sorts. And that, therefore, the entire system's a bust. It's like, how about we do what rational people do and we address specific things in a system that is clearly working.
Well, like, right, instead of a complete overhaul.
Yeah, you get in a minor fender bender, you don't throw out your whole goddamn car, you go fix the fucking bumper, you dumbass. God.
Oh, Kyle's upset.
Yeah.
But I agree 100%. And that's also this, you know, we're kind of getting away from, you know, the core we're talking about, but I think it all kind of wraps back up into it. It pisses me off, you know. When it pisses me off that the government is giving out stimulus checks and shit and paying for, like, basically.
He's opening up a pack right next to the mic.
I didn't mean to. And I'm not saying this is all people, but, like, there are jobs out there. Like, hella jobs out there right now. Like, so much so that
there's a really high demand.
Yeah. But then we got lazy-ass people sitting on their fucking asses.
Well, the incentive structure is all wrong right now.
Well, yeah. Well, right, because people are getting paid more to do jack shit.
Yeah.
Which kind of pisses me off, too, because that's my goddamn tax money. And I'm working, and you're not, and you're getting paid more than me.
Well, what sucks, too, is that... Oh, fuck. Jeez. What sucks, too, is that the thing is, if I wasn't ideologically against the idea of that, I 100% would. Because I could make more money from not working right now than I could from working right now.
White cheddar.
Oh.
Which kind of sucks because if you incentivize people to not pull their weight, nobody moves anything.
Hello? Communism, are you home?
And then everything stagnates. Because, see, the thing is that economies don't just freeze. They always move forward or back. There is no stalling. So when you stagnate, you're going back because there are competitors in the world who are not stalling. So it's kind of a dumbass thing to do in general.
Look, I'm not saying Jeff Bezos is a great guy, right? Right? You know,
you're entering a hot topic.
I know.
Nose rings.
But at the same time, I was like, shit, Jeff Bezos, you know, he did put in the work to be worth, you know, $22 billion.
Hey, he did an F9. He went to space.
He did.
He saw that movie. He said, I'm going to do that.
All I'm saying, again, may not be the greatest guy. Yeah, sure, he should, well, define should. But it'd be nice for him to, you know, support, you know, like, you know, people who are in need, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, I can't be mad because he went to space. Well, disappointed, maybe, but shit. The man did it. The man did his job. He made his money.
I'm being straight honest. Coolest thing in my life. Because... Yeah. I think that's actually a greater feat than NASA going to the moon. Specifically because I didn't have to pay for it. I mean, and I, you know, obviously I wasn't alive then, but just in general, Jeff Bezos going to space didn't cost anybody in America anything. The only people who paid for it got something in return, which is a product that they were offering.
Because you bought from Amazon.
And yeah. You know what?
Which I guarantee you, more than 90% of the people who are like talking, who are reposting the same posts on their Instagram stories about how Jeff Bezos is a bad guy because he went to space and didn't contribute to starving kids. Dude, first off, you didn't care about the fucking shit that he has done to his employees until it just became a hot topic right now. Secondly, what was my second part?
Oh, they're probably also, but
bro, oh, yeah, no,
they're sitting waiting on their Amazon on their deliveries. Fucking bed, yeah. Gaining like 30 pounds because they ain't doing.
You're
shit.
You're talking shit about Jeff Bezos.
Talking shit about Jeff Bezos.
Your next tab, in your very next tab, Amazon, you got Amazon
buying more fucking nose rings and cheesy poofs.
On Amazon,
hey, I'm here to attack you. All right, I'm not your friend.
Again, it's not.
I'm your family.
It's also, not that I disagree that, you know, it's a very frivolous thing, but at the same time,
that's kind of
like, well, see, here the thing is,
cool.
The thing is that I actually disagree with that because
I don't think it's a frivolous thing.
Right. Well, when you
is if I had $1 billion, I'd be going to fucking space too.
Yeah, well, also think about this, right? You're lowering the cost because you're having private companies compete and outbid each other. You're lowering the cost of space travel. And there are talks about what to do if you're worried about the environment, launching all of our excess fucking nuclear waste and shit into space, being able to do that cheaply, being able to do that for other emissions of some sort, being able to do that with garbage. Oh, I'm sorry, you're mad because Jeff Bezos is trying to privatize a business and make money off of it, lower the cost of it so that he can clean up the goddamn environment. I guess you don't care about climate change.
Well, again, it's one of those things where it's like, if you think about it for a few seconds and it's like, oh, here's what I'll say.
It's the same thing that happened with fucking airplanes.
If we're running out of oxygen, just go to like Mars or some shit, grab some, go back. That easy. Yeah. Mars is a planet too, all I'm saying.
Well, there's plenty of oxygen in the ocean.
In the past, I believe.
Actually, since, a really great idea for that.
It's H2O.
The SpaceX launch. I believe the price for getting a kilo into space has gone down 44%, meaning like every pound that it takes to go into space right now costs 44% less than when it was government ran.
Abolish the government.
I'm not saying that.
I did. I'll say it. I ain't afraid.
I'm not afraid.
You don't need government when you have family.
Well, actually, fair enough. People got by with their families and local communities.
Yeah, and the family expands into government.
That's true. That's where we got kings.
Yep.
I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Is it good?
No. But
no. No.
What would you say is the best Assassin's Creed game?
Brotherhood.
Really? Isn't that Brotherhood?
Isn't.
Well, there's two, Brotherhood and then Revelations. That whole trilogy, hands down, best.
All right, we got to wrap this up, guys.
Better than Black Flag, yes.
No. Incorrect. Ew. All right, guys.
I did not.
I like how we got so off topic at the end. Well, again, it's a movie about the West, so it's important.
All right, so a couple things. Number one, big symbol is Dom's Challenger that Hobbs destroys.
Oh, the car. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the space shuttle.
Another thing. Here's the thing, guys. So near the beginning of the movie,
teachers on
The Rock, Hobbs is like doing like check this off. He says check everything short of a goddamn space shuttle.
Oh shit! They were
hyping that up.
What is that called? What, foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
I wanted to say flash forwarding, and I was like, no, that's not it.
So you guys think that Kevin Feige's on top of shit? Bro.
Fucking Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Gasoline, my man.
Has been like planning the shit.
Vin Petrol, if you're watching Get in UK.
Has been planning the shit all along.
Vin Petrol!
Well, fuck, playing for them to go out of space. And guess what? They checked it off.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to space.
Oh, so I did a little bit of researching before this, but what? Where did you come from?
Angela's here.
Oh.
She creeped around the secret entrance.
Oh, wait, you live here. Sorry. Sorry.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
No, so apparently 10 is going to be divided in two parts, and it's apparently the actual finale of the franchise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought there were going to be 13. But also, Dwayne Johnson's leaving.
I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, they're possibly going to do... No, they are going to do another Hobbs and Shaw movie.
But without Hobbs, so it's just going to be...
Is
like,
Hobbs not going to be in
it's
it?
It's going to be Ann Shaw.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I haven't even seen Hobbs and Shaw. Is it good?
Oh, I like Hobbs and Shaw.
I saw...
It's Idris Elba. It's a lot of fun.
You know, yeah. Idris Elba in anything is phenomenal.
Hey, like, so is Denzel Washington.
I mean...
Oh, yeah.
No, the Gunslinger movie was okay only because he was in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, I didn't see Other Dark than Tower. That, I heard it was really bad. I guarantee you Idris
compared
Elba,
to the books, it wasn't good. No.
Was fucking amazing.
All
right. I would just watch Thor recently, and I didn't even realize that Idris Elba was in it. That's how underused he was.
If there could be a miniseries.
Yeah, Heimdall is my favorite character.
He's completely underused. I'm like, this man is like probably one of the best actors out there right now. And you're having him say like,
dude, he screams so hard that he breaks the ice, dude. Come on, man. All right. Explosions. There weren't that many, actually.
There were a good bit.
Well,
that guy with the two grenades.
Yeah.
I was going to say the car.
Because it's like, oh no, one grenade. Cuts to Hobbs. Cuts back to that guy. Oh no, two grenades.
I'll give it a four. I'll give it a four.
Yeah. I'd probably agree. Because there's no like moment that I'm going like, boom. Oh, some guy exploded.
Yeah. It wasn't a Michael May. No. Michael Bay movie.
Michael May. That's his more environmentally conscious brother.
Michael May.
Yeah. He doesn't use cars.
Yeah.
Bling, bling.
Dude, they explode.
Michael May was the main character in E.T. That's why he was riding a bike.
Michael May also oddly looks like Bob Odenkirk. Not sure why.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
I want to see Nobody.
So yeah, anyway, 4 out of 5 on the
He's
Radio
Mr.
Rasko.
Show too, but not many people know that show. Really good.
Mr. Show.
You know that show? It's a fucking good show.
No, I don't know that show, but I was pointing at you because
you know what I do know? I want to hear your thoughts on that last little rant we had. Send that over to PacinoPodcast@gmail.com. Let us know. We want to hear.
I just
hey,
had
if
a
you're
job
fuck you guys for not emailing us.
If
you guys suck.
If you're an artsy, oh, you'll be getting an email soon. Actually, if you're
from you,
no, guy, I know. If you are one of our artsy fans, how about you draw us a picture of what Michael May looks like?
Deshaun, I'm looking at you.
Yep.
PacinoPod. Twitter.
Actually, draw us a new cover art. We need a new...
Yeah, we need that.
You know what? Competition time, baby.
Yeah, competition time.
Yeah, $10.
Well...
Before they get to be featured.
Well, we'll put your name on it.
They need some kind of incentive. We don't have to actually go through.
Tell you what. The more you do it, the more Chris raps.
Okay.
That's true.
You ready?
I didn't write anything for this, which is going to mean it's a genuine freestyle. All right. Riding with the car seat, cause I got the family. I got the yogurt, cause I got the family. I need to pack my kids' lunch, cause I got the family. I need to stop rhyming words with family. Oh no, here comes Saw, and here comes Hobbs. I'm gonna eat this corn on the cob, because I'm making barbecue for my family. I just said I wanna rhyme a word with family, but here I go again. I'm going to church, and I'm praying on my knees, and I'm getting a burger. I don't know what that is. I know that it rhymes with bird, so I'm making a birdhouse. Word. I'm making it with my mom and with my dad. Even though my dad died, and that made me kind of sad. So I'm filling his shoes. They're a little too big for me. I wear a size 10. He wears a size Tennessee. Family. Tennessee is big, but not as big as Texas.
Yeah. Yo, did you guys like my...
Stout and sauerkraut, guys.
I don't think teachers are heroes.